You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Listener, we come to you before you start this episode in earnest to prepare you for some technical difficulties that we may have in the episode. It shouldn't stop your listening experience, but you may notice some electronic crackles from one of our three beautiful
Guess
boys.
Who?
And we just want to say, ignore it.
Don't talk about it.
Don't listen. Say anything to our
There's
boy.
No,
guess who it is?
There's no snap. There's no pop. There's some crackle. And don't say anything about it.
If you talk to him and say anything about the crackle, I will come for you.
Relax.
What crackle?
Just calm down. Enjoy the episode.
We're talking about podcasts. We're talking about summer loving.
That's right. Talk about Summer Lovin' podcast. That's us, two chunks and also a hunk.
Two chunks.
I'm Jordan.
This voice currently speaking to you is Doge. And today we're going to play with format a bit in the punchline game. The way this punchline works, it's a very familiar joke construction. Are you blank? Because blank. Ready? It sucks.
You picked it. Let's go.
Come on. No, I didn't. I had to.
No, you
had
did. To. Let's go.
I'm excited.
I had to.
Just do it.
Because I feel for you.
Because I feel for you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you Paris?
Are you an iconic French landmark?
Are you French? Because I feel for you. Funny. Makes you laugh.
You picked
Are you Paris?
Time.
That was so dumb. Why did I say Paris?
No. Are you
Why am I so mad?
Are you French?
Girl, are you Paris? Hey, you remind me of Paris. Are you Paris?
We'll get you another
I hear
one
that
because
accent.
I'm really feeling
are
a connection.
Are you Paris? Say it again.
Because I'm really feeling a connection.
Oh, this is same setup?
Yeah.
Are you one of the New York Times biggest games?
Are you the hardest game I have on my phone?
No, that's Slay the Spire.
Because I'm feeling a connection?
Because I'm feeling a connection.
Paris.
Oh yeah, the most connected
are
city,
you Paris, Paris.
Is your name Wi-Fi? Because I'm really feeling connection.
That's better than the Eiffel Tower one.
It's better than the France one.
Hey girl, is your name Wi-Fi?
At what point, like, what person is interested after you've said
right.
that?
Who does that line work on?
Hey, girl, are you a 2.4 gigahertz connection? Are you a 2.4 gigahertz wireless access point?
Are you a camera? Because every time I look at you, I smile.
I shudder.
That's not true. I don't always smile at cameras.
Sometimes I frown.
Sometimes I frown at cameras.
Sometimes I hide all the things I'm stealing.
I'm Carter. And am I Paris?
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting. You have to think. You have to really think about it when somebody asks you that.
Wow.
I got nothing. I got no quote. There's no movie.
That's true. I guess you could have quoted 28 years later because we did see that, but.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
That's pretty good.
They're pretty scary. That had to be exhausting to play a. I feel like playing a Walking Dead zombie, pretty chill. Playing 28 anything zombie, exhausting.
Yeah.
I think that about all the arm swinging and like the twitching that they have to do. There's a lot of like throwing of the arms. Yeah. And it's like your shoulders have to hurt.
It's like it's shamble versus run. And I think I'm team shamble every time if I'm trying to figure out what my best job is on a movie set.
Oh, you're not going to be sprinting? Yeah,
I think the run is scarier, but I'm team shamble if I have to fight them.
If I have to fight them, if I have to be them in a movie or a play, shamble.
I'm team like overgrown into the wilderness where I'm just stuck to a tree. Because then I can just sort of sit there and look
little
menacing.
Part of the ship, part of the crew type of guy.
We got no crawlies here. Yeah. We got no crawlers on this one. None of us are crawlers.
I could crawl.
Team crawler.
I could do that.
Get yourself a little earth.
It would be fun to be one of the ones that are just torso.
Yeah.
That's not really a 28 days.
They have to actually cut your legs off for that, though.
Yeah, but I think it would be fun.
You'd always, that's a good story.
I've been trying to lose some weight.
Yeah.
Just a couple feet, some shit.
Yeah. I'm too tall.
You are. I'm always surprised at how tall y'all are. I probably bring it up every other time. It's like one of the things we talk about when I hang out with y'all in person. Wow, you guys are pretty tall.
I think I've probably said this before already, but I, because my job is fully remote, I have this desperate need to know how tall everybody is at work. But I don't want to ask. So I'm really hoping we do an in-person thing. Cause I've got some theories that there's some secret shorties and I got to get in there.
You could tell that they're like, by the way, their torsos move, you could tell they're just swinging their feet most of the time.
I could tell. Okay. I could tell that his feet don't even touch the ground. He's either got a really tall chair. Or he's like 5'4".
I love you. I love the idea of you just trying to work it into conversation somehow. You know?
Your own height.
You ever? Yeah. And it's just like, we should all say how tall we are.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. I don't know. What's a good icebreaker?
I'll go first. Six foot zero. I'll go first. Six.
I was walking through a door frame. I swear it had to have been like 6 feet. I had to duck down a little bit. Would you be ducking?
I had to duck down about an inch.
Are you ducking?
Are
you ducking down in that frame? What are you up to?
If the door frame was 5'7", could you walk standing up or?
Will you bump your head?
Oh no, for sure.
Do your head get bumped?
My head is.
Would you get bumped?
My head is bumping 100%.
Swinging his legs. the size small tag sticking up in the back of the shirt. I'm just trying to see it around the.
Yes.
I can.
The shirt says Carter's. Like, isn't that baby clothes?
Oshkosh B'gosh, do they make clothes for adults?
Interesting.
I didn't think Oshkosh B'gosh made adult size clothes. That's so interesting. We're basically just waiting for Doge to start his bit that he promised us.
Oh yeah, I mean today we're doing a little bit of work on the podcast. It's a workshop
Love
episode.
It.
It's not all fun and games, but it is some fun in some games. We're getting ready to plan our next series of movies to watch and talk about to you all. And I wanted to do a little bit of research first, a little bit of work first, try and establish some parameters so we know exactly what to choose, or in this case, what not to choose.
Okay. Mm.
So we turned to our friends at thetop10s.com, and they have helpfully prepared a list for us of the worst romance movie cliches. This is a list that goes, honestly, goes to 25, and I'm going to let you pick from all 25 of them because our audience, as always, on the top10s.com is pretty indecipherable in regards to their preferences. So this is going to be a tough one. But you guys each get to choose things that you think are on this list. The first person to three strikes loses. Who wants to take the first crack at what they think the worst romance movie cliche
is? I've got one.
What's the actual title of the just worst romance movie cliche? That's it.
Worst romance movie cliches prepared by Twilight Kitsune.
Kiss in the Rain.
Cool name.
Mm.
Kiss in the Rain. Kiss in the Rain. No, doesn't appear. Strike one.
Oh, you know, I thought it was around top 30, but this makes sense. At least I'm fleshing out. Yeah, at least probably, I'm fleshing out 26 through 30.
Sure. Yeah.
Running through airport. Show me running through airport.
What's funny is these are some of my favorites, though.
I know.
I can't show you running through airport because it's not on this list.
Okay.
Strike one.
Okay.
One strike all around. Remember, worst romance movie cliches.
Oh, what a bad romance movie. It's so cliche.
Can we have five strikes for this one?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
You can have five strikes. Think about your audience.
Writing a song.
Think about
writing a song for someone.
Strike two. Yeah.
Okay.
Writing a song does not exist on here. Thankfully, thanks to Jordan's powerful negotiating tactics, you do have five strikes.
Well, I asked for five because I thought that it would be over too fast. Feels like I want it to be funny for longer.
Guys, again, think about your audience.
Show please. Me Bump and Drop Books.
Bump and Drop Books. Bump and Drop.
I love this
books.
Idea for oh. opening your own bookshop called Bump oh, and Drop.
I didn't see you there. Strike two for Jordan.
All right.
All right. I'm going to say In Love with Your Best Friend.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's cliche in here. Okay. All up in here with okay. this cliche.
Strike two.
For strike Carter. Three.
Or strike three? Strike three for Carter.
Man, there's lots of cliches we're missing here, Jordan.
It seems like you guys don't know very much about romance movies. Again, I beg of you.
We've consider, never watched any.
Consider your audience, please. Think about who wrote the list for this website.
Show me lack of communication leads to misunderstanding.
Oh.
That's going to be a strike. That's going to be a strike. You guys putting up just bricks on this one, huh?
I got one. One night stand. How
and
dare
the reason
you?
They don't like it is because it's sexual.
How dare you make whoopee before you've even study the good Lord's word.
Number 11, sex scenes.
What is it?
The only reason these That's exist is because, said. Quote, it's hot. I have no idea how doing it is going to advance the plot.
That is not what he said.
Wait, what is
okay.
it?
Okay.
Sex? Just sex?
Sex scenes scene. Is number 11. I'm going to count that.
Why? Okay.
Because we've got to have a winner.
That's crazy to just be like, Carter gets to win. Because someone
sex
has
scenes.
To.
He specifically said making whoopee before married in the eyes of God.
Yeah, but
that's a sex scene.
No, it is different.
Oh, yeah.
Then you get one right.
Oh! See, Jordan's argument would be that I didn't even get one right.
Right.
Think about your audience. Please, don't think about what you think are the worst romance movie cliches. Think about who's writing this list. What do they hate?
Yeah. I was trying to. I don't dislike anything I've named.
You still can. You could still try. You're not done yet. There is one kind of catch-all here. It's number 17 on the list. That I think, honestly, everything you guys have said falls into this one.
I'll take that one as my right one for this round then.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you have a point. Great. You both have a point.
Well, what was it? Since I got it right.
A guy and a girl falls in love.
Shut up.
It's a pretty annoying cliche in your romance movie.
Yeah, I've been going about this all wrong.
Extravagant date.
That's extravagant date.
Enjoying time together.
Extravagant date. Not on the list.
Jeez. That's five for you, yeah?
No, that's four.
That's four.
Four.
What? I mean, a guy and girl fall in love is just is just romance.
The person, they're like in the theater. They're in the theater while Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling kiss, and someone in the back is like, "Ugh."
That's good.
I mean, love triangle.
Ooh, gotta have it. I love love triangle.
I know.
Love triangle.
Not there, though.
Love
Too
triangle.
Too good, Jordan. Not there.
I'm gonna have, hang on, let me Google this particular phrase that appears on this.
Just menage a trois.
If it says three anything, Jordan got it.
Apparently.
Apparently, anything with three is a triangle. Apparently, we love a triangle. Triangle not on the list.
For my final strike, I'll take...
Yes.
Couple gets married.
Yeah.
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
I think that's my best one yet.
Yeah, it's a great guess. For this list. That's funny.
Matrimonious. Matrimized.
When people get matrimized, they don't make it on this list.
Hey.
Final strike. Carter ends his legendary run on the top 10s with 1 point.
Good Lord, man. What do they hate? What do these angry young men hate?
Think about it. Think about it. Really tap into the space.
Oh, Jordan, say everyone's too pretty. Everyone is gorgeous. Say that.
That's all I want. I refuse. I think they would hate confessions of love. Actually, no, sorry. Love letters.
Love letters, such as L, O, V, or E. No, does not appear on the list.
Sudden death, no order. Whoever can just name the one thing on the list wins the whole thing.
Sure. Why not?
Kissing.
Oh, I was going to say kissing.
Number six.
No!
Oh, my kissing God. That's
so stupid. Congrats, Jordan.
Is hugging on there?
Hugging is not on here.
Okay.
We like that. We're okay with that.
Holding
Number
hands?
One.
Just give us the top
romance
ten.
Between a human and non-human. Number one. Romance between a human and non-human.
Beauty and the Beast?
Like, I'm a secret avatar and I'm in love with this normal human girl.
Oh, got
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't this technically count as bestiality? Twilight in a nutshell. Number two. Loser and popular kid.
What?
This is the most overused every single book, movie. The loser girl likes popular boy, but she finally does something huge and crazy and he notices her only to find out he's a jerk. Then her best guy friend is the one who gets her the end.
That sounds great.
Three. I have a crush on this person because he or she saved me when we were kids.
I can't even think of what that's in reference to.
Refer to Ash and Serena from Pokemon.
Oh. Okay.
Number four, I have a crush on this person for no reason. Number five.
I can't think of any good reason I like this person.
Number five, girl being pissed off at the guy and he forces himself onto her with a kiss and she's magically not mad anymore.
What is happening?
Number six, kissing at the end. Number seven, singing for no reason at all. This cliche is mostly in musical-based movies like Hairspray and Grease.
Dude.
Hey, the reason they're singing is because a musical. It's a musical. That's the reason.
Oh, my God. Number eight, they hate each other through most of the film, but suddenly fall in love at the end. Number nine.
We're not even halfway. We got to go faster through this list.
Number
this
nine. Love interest is kidnapped. 10. Number 10. The strong damsel in distress.
Wow.
Are there any bangers we missed?
Let's see. Number 14. The new girl gets bullied by three idiot popular girls. Then she does something rebellious. Then the bad boy automatically falls in love with her.
That's just Mean Girls.
Yeah. Number 19. I'm not clear what this means. It just says the sparkling teeth.
What if one of us guessed that?
Sparkly teeth.
Number 24 says teenage marriage.
The hell?
The loser falls in love with the popular and rebellious bad boy only to find out he's a jerk. Then when she's mad at him, the bad boy kisses her. Then she's not mad anymore. Then they are in love forever and get married.
That is just three different ones combined into one.
No, it's actually one long one. That's one whole movie. And I don't know what movie it is, but this person clearly hates it.
Right, but all three of those things you just said were in other were other single points on this list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wild.
It's a bad website.
Just like if they when they get married and kiss and then she's mad at him and not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you guys think we could use this as sort of a helpful 100%. Rubric to make sure we pick something that's pleasing to our audience? I think
it's
sort of
a TLC what not to wear situation where it's like, don't follow this list and we'll have a pretty decent rom-com.
I forgot about that show.
Or like what, a romance movie.
What not to not put in.
What not to not worry about.
Why? Why are we thinking about summer days?
Well, it's time to plan out Summer of Love, which is one of our favorite series because we love it. And we've decided that this year it will be 4 weeks.
As long as there's no kissing, I think it's time
there will be no kissing, no
singing,
no
kissing,
no singing, certainly no singing,
no random singing in movies like Grease or Hairspray.
Yeah, no thanks.
For no reason.
No. And I think my proposal is that with 4 weeks, because it's our favorite type of this genre, I think we bookend with rom-coms.
I've already got a com in mind.
That doesn't mean we can't do more rom-coms. I just think we definitely bookend with rom-coms. I think we aim for rom-com on either end.
Yeah.
A little, maybe a more serious romance movie somewhere in the middle. And then one of our middle weeks, I think we should focus on some queer love.
Sure.
And I think that gives us a good direction to start walking in.
Excellent.
And I do have a proposal for our queer love week.
I think the proposal is not queer love, but I appreciate the effort.
I'm pretty sure it is. So in some research that I've done this week, a movie keeps popping up, and it does involve Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas. So I feel like that is probably
you had me. I'm in.
Had you at Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers from Bowen Las Yang. Culturistas?
Uh-huh.
The movie's called Fire Island, and one of the reasons it has stuck out to me so much is that it has been noted to not have a sad ending, which is a very big problem with queer love movies.
Yay.
It also has a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So, wow. And it's also free on Hulu if you have that. So
I like that.
All of those signs point to it seems pretty fun, and it is, I believe, sort of like rom-com-ish. And, but it certainly is romantic. And I did read that the story is inspired by like Jane Austen style explorations of classism.
Oh, so you're going to hate it.
No, I hate the one.
Get him. You just hate Jane Austen. Not Jane Austen inspired.
Get him. Sure, yeah. It's sort of like how Shakespeare sucks, but 10 Things I Hate About You rules.
Yeah.
So that's my proposal for our queer love week.
Fine. I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah. Easy.
It sounds really fun to me.
I think we should take another dip in the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan. Well, I would love to see them together again.
Are there any left?
I propose a You've Got Mail.
Did we not do that one?
I thought we did that
one. We've not done You've Got Mail.
You sure?
Really?
100. We did Sleepless.
Okay.
I think that's the only Tom and Meg that we've done. Yeah, we did.
Now he thinks.
Internet Sally.
Yeah, I'll have what she's having. Yeah.
All right. You're certain we have
How
not
about
done
a YGM?
You've Got Mail.
I did search the archives for it, but let me quadruple check. We've not released an episode ever with the word mail in the title.
Interesting.
Unless I spelled it wrong.
Well, I'm
that's not a rom-com.
I'm comfortable with that.
Right?
I don't know.
It doesn't take up the rom-com booking.
I've never seen it.
Romantic comedy film directed by Zach's mom, Nora.
So then we have, now do we have both rom-coms? If both of these stick?
Well, what I was saying is I don't want 2 weeks of serious romance. That's boring. Yeah, okay. And so I think we just do three rom-coms because our queer love movie happens to also be a rom-com.
I was going to say,
what I bring to the table is a Cher movie. It's a Nicolas Cage movie.
Okay.
Have y'all seen Moonstruck?
No.
No.
Moonstruck is a phenomenal movie that I think y'all would love. It's actually one of my very favorites.
Great.
It won 3 Oscars. Cher actually won Best Actress in a Leading Role for this movie.
Cool.
It's wonderful.
Is this a calm?
I'm down.
There is calm for sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it leans calm. Nicolas Cage. This is maybe the best.
This would
Cage.
Not
early
take
Cage.
One of our other
1987.
This would not take one of our other rom-com slots. This would be our.
I don't think so. It is the genre that it says first on IMDb, but I think it does that for a lot of romance movies.
I think so too.
Yeah. Does it?
It will make you laugh.
And okay.
Will it does make it me have cry?
Yes.
Mm. I'm trying to ask, and this is really important. Does it have the sparkling teeth? Because if it does, I don't want
There's
to
There's no sparkling teeth here. None.
Okay, thank God. Because that's in literally every movie. No. And I'm so tired of that cliche in romance movies of the sparkling teeth.
So here's where I'm at. With how many Datterday movies were made in the 80s, I need a more modern movie for our final rom-com. It's really important to me that we have a more modern movie.
I guess, our newest is the Bowen one, but before that, it's probably You've Got Mail, which is like 96 or 8 or something.
Yeah, I'm tired of watching old stuff. I need something new. And so I have a couple different suggestions. It doesn't have to be new, just newer than like the 90s.
What if it's not even out yet? What if we wait to see if something comes out before the last week?
I think, hey, and with all respect, terrible idea.
Hang on. Really think about it. Give it the time it deserves.
Sure. I did, I think. I think that 13 Going on 30 is a killer option.
Sure.
It is a great movie.
when did that movie come out?
Not the 90s.
Well, sure. When did it come out?
Probably 2007. 2004.
Okay. 21 years. Pretty new.
Not the 90s. Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Is a good one.
Palm Springs is great. Past Lives.
That's a fair option.
Is very good.
Is this a comedy?
It is not. No.
Then
no,
I think we would wipe Moonstruck, which I'm fine with because it doesn't look interesting to me, but I'm going to trust your opinion on Moonstruck.
You said one of your favorite movies,
Moonstruck,
right?
Moonstruck, yeah.
I can't believe he'd be so mean to you.
I didn't say. I think Carter's podcast. Wrong. I said it doesn't look interesting to me.
You would love Moonstruck. I promise you this.
Great. Great. Then let's do it. But I'm just saying, for another movie, I do think something a little newer and a little more rom-com focused would be good. So yeah, I think my two top suggestions right now are Palm Springs and 13 Going on 30.
I feel like we should probably do 13 Going on 30. I think that's a.
I like that
I think
a lot.
People would like to hear what we know, what we think about it.
I like that a lot.
Okay. Yeah. I think what the internet has been missing is our opinions on 13 Going on 30.
And when you look up best rom coms of the 2020s, there's some stuff on here that it's like, I don't think that's not exactly the genre I would put that at.
I feel that way. I keep seeing the 40-year-old virgin pop up, and it's like, I don't think that's particularly romantic.
Not quite.
Yeah.
It certainly is comedy to some people.
The Fall Guy. Fall Guy, I guess, is a rom-com, huh?
I don't know. I never saw it.
I would say so. It's so good.
Can I say?
Barb and Star?
Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. I forgot about that movie. That's a fun movie. Can I say this? I keep seeing No Hard Feelings with Jennifer Lawrence pop up. And then maybe even more importantly, I'm now feeling, and I know it's 1999. I understand what I've been saying about old movies, but I keep seeing She's All That and I've never seen it. I'm realizing that I've never seen She's All That. And that feels that I've certainly seen 13 Going on 30.
We've got an FPJ in that one, huh?
Yes, We do have an FPJ in there.
And
one.
Matthew Lillard and Paul Walker.
I mean,
wow.
The boys. It's a 90-minute 1999 rom-com that I'm pretty sure it may have invented the take her glasses off now she's hot kind of thing.
No way.
I'm pretty sure it did.
That might have been My Fair Lady, but I'm down for this though.
I'm fully down.
Look at this cast.
There is a little bit. I know. Seeing this cast and then seeing some of the like
Anna Paquin,
Never Been Kissed,
Kieran Culkin.
There is a part of me that's like, it would be very fun to do Oops All 90s.
Usher.
It would be very fun to do Oops All 90s. I fear that our LGBTQ representation in the 90s may not be what we're hoping for.
Sure.
I am open to, and hear me say this, I'm 100% down for You've Got Mail, but I am open to booting You've Got Mail for a more 90s, like, she's all that genre style
sure.
rom-com if we want to get another, squeak another one of these in there. Because I think that it sounds like Moonstruck is a solid pick. So if we wanted to make room for another one of these, you know, she's all that 1990s teen rom-com kind of vibes, I think we could boot sure. You've Got Mail. That would be my pick if we wanted to replace
so
with
this
another
would be,
one of these 90s.
She's All That, Moonstruck, Fire Island. We don't have our fourth.
Let me tell you what. I know it's not the 90s, but I could watch a Cinderella story starring Hilary Duff, and that's just me. That's just
I think
I
we've already done that.
I don't think so.
I thought we did.
We definitely have.
A Cinderella story?
We definitely have because I had not seen it until this. We've definitely done that one. Hang on, let me check.
That can't be true. Simply cannot be true. Can't
a Cinderella story released June 21st, 2022 on our podcast feed.
Can't hardly wait.
It was in Summer of Love.
It was in Summer of Love.
Travel back to the early aughts with us. Make us breakfast.
Oh, that was
girl.
Summer of Love. Summer of Love 5.
Hold on, let me see. 90s.
Fall in Love, which had Michael Murray's rapidly clenching jaw. There are no rules. Yep. We've done it.
I've never seen Never Been Kissed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call Notting Hill a rom-com, but it is a good movie.
We're not trying to replace She's All That, are we?
No, we're trying to replace You've Got Mail. We don't have to. But just the gulf between Sleepless in Seattle, and I know it's sinful to say that, but the gulf between Sleepless in Seattle and When Harry Met Sally makes me fearful that You've Got Mail might land more towards the Sleepless in Seattle side, which I thought was okay at best.
Yeah.
My Best Friend's Wedding I have seen. I don't remember it being a comedy, but I did
it. We've never done we did. Never mind. We did Titanic. I think that same year. That's funny.
We did.
Titanic as the sub in for You've Got Mail would be insane.
We could do, you said you want 90s. We could do like a 1790s. We could find another Jane Austen style flick.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, or, what about Ghost?
Hear me out. Anything else?
Ghost. Ghost is an interesting choice.
That's not a comedy.
We're not looking for a comedy, are we?
We are looking for a comedy. We are looking for a 1990s era rom-com.
Okay, how about a 2009 era? Carter said Ghost made me think of Ghost of Girlfriends Past.
That is a good movie.
With our friend Matthew.
That is a good option, actually. Hold on. Well, I want to stick with the 90s for a second, but I really do like that as an option.
How about 2009? These movies were good this year.
Sandra Bullock, While You Were Sleeping... is Deese.
That is not a rom-com, though, eh?
I think it is.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
I've never seen it, so there you go.
Oh, it's. I remember laughing at it. Something About Mary feels less rom, more com.
Yeah.
I understand that it is technically a rom-com, but it just doesn't feel like it to me. The Parent Trap is an interesting interpretation of rom-com, certainly.
How calm are you trying to get?
About equal parts rom and com, I think would be good.
We could get an Adam Sandy and hit him with The Wedding Singer.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Interesting. So you don't want it to be funny?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I land. Hold on. I'm interested to see what Ghost of Girlfriends Past. Okay, 27% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, a stinky one.
It does. It is 27% on Rotten Tomatoes. Am I thinking of the wrong movie? I don't think. No, I've seen this.
Are you surprised because you enjoyed it?
No, I don't know. I don't recognize the poster for
it. It's got a 5.8 on IMDb, and that's out of 10.
Well, a 5.8 on IMDb might as well be a 0 on IMDb half the time.
Photographer Connor Mead lives life in the fast lane.
No way. That's what it says.
And simultaneously, in simultaneous relationships with multiple women.
Life in the fast lane.
By contrast, okay, you know what? Never Been Kissed is not even that much better. I think we're doing Ghost of Girlfriends Past.
I love Ghost of Girlfriends Past. This is crazy.
Can I suggest a watching order?
Please.
Sure.
I think
we could do almost anything on this podcast.
I think we end with Ghost of Girlfriends Past.
Okay.
I think here's our watching order. Ready? She's All That. Then Moonstruck. Then Fire Island. And then we wrap it all up with Ghost of Girlfriends Past.
Phenomenal.
I don't know anybody that could have a problem with that. I don't think it's possible.
We've pleased all.
Now that we've pleased you, it's your turn to please us by listening to Shout Announcements.
Welcome to Shout Announcements. So gotcha. Gotcha. So good. You thought it was the other one, but it's this one.
You thought.
Stupid. Now, silly. As your penance, you have to rate and review our podcast. Because I got you so bad, now you have to do what I say and rate and review our podcast. 5 stars, please. Kind words, please. Ratings and reviews help us a ton.
Speaking of penance, it only costs 500 penance a month for you to join our Discord. Come over to the Discord, hang out with us. It is active daily. It gives you access to play some box office ball, gives you access to come see some movies with us with the Two Chunks Movie Club, gives you access to nerd out, gives you access to sports out occasionally. You know, that's a safe place. The minority is the sports person. And so if that's something that's attractive to you, then this might be the place for you, but there's still a place. So come on over to Discord.
Learned so much about the Dallas Stars purely through osmosis of the Discord.
There it is.
I didn't watch a single second of a game earlier this year, but I felt like I was part of something, and I think that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Come join us on Discord, rate and review, and now join us for the second half of this episode.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Let's play extra credit.
Nope. Oh. We have to name Summer of Love.
Nope.
Nope. Nuh-uh.
When I was typing the document to list the names, the watch order of this series, I accidentally typed Ghosts of Girl Fiends Past.
Oh.
Okay.
So that's
pretty, that's a name that you're suggesting?
Well, no, I'm just saying that's kind of, that would be
the name of one cool. of the movies with a missing R is no, your I'm suggestion
saying,
for the
I'm
series.
I'm not saying we should name the series that. I'm just saying, think, does that not get your mind thinking of possibilities of like a fun fantasy story?
Like if it's like Succubi?
Yeah. If it's like suck you, comma, bye.
No, suck sir. You.
Bye.
Bye.
No, sir.
Hmm. What's a good name?
Summer of Love. This is the sixth one, I believe. Summer of Love, premarital sex.
Hey, time out, because I do like that. I was going to say Summer of Love, no sex before marriage. So that's kind of a very similar. Yeah.
That's good.
Premarital sex is great. I like Summer of Love, colon, consensual sex.
Okay.
Summer of Love, colon, sexual healing.
Sexual healing is good. Sexual healing. It's like you're from New Zealand.
Yeah. Sexual healing.
It's sexual healing.
Sexual healing.
It's actually sexual healing.
Summer of Love, sexual
got
healing.
That feeling.
Summer of Love, sexual healing.
I like that.
Very powerful.
Might as well throw other ones out there. Six Ed.
Yeah.
I like.
On the basis of six.
I smell six and candy. That one's a little bit R-rated.
Battle of the Sixes.
They're not fighting. They're kissing.
B-I-T-T-L of the S-I-X-E-S. Biddle of the Sixes.
Biddle of the Sixes.
Biddle of the Sixes.
The people in these movies aren't fighting. They're kissing each other.
That's what the battle is.
I'm sixy and I know it.
Sixy and I know it's pretty fun.
It's not bad. Summer of Love. Six-plicit content. Six-plicit content.
Okay.
Summer of Love, Power of Love, but the O is a six. Which one?
I like the pun of swapping sex for six.
Is that what we've been doing?
Wait. Can we call it Power of Love? Never actually substitute the O with the six. It's just Power of Love, colon, but the O is the six.
Summer of Love, colon, Power of Love, colon, but the O is the six. Summer of Love 6, colon, Power of Love, colon, the O is a 6.
That is a little confusing. Which is funny.
I
gone
like
in 66 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says.
I think I like, well, but the thing is, I don't know how horny these movies are. I don't know that they're particularly notable.
I mean,
horny.
We got Matt in one of them.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, everything he does is sexual. That's true.
He's living life in the fast lane.
Quite sexual.
Catching only green lights.
Only green lights.
What if it's Summer of Love 6, colon, 60 singles. Sort of a Love Island play.
But they're not single.
Not
the whole point
by the
of
end.
Is that they don't end the movie single.
Okay, so we have to name it after how they end the movie?
Spoiler.
Well, you know, if you think about it, it's not called Tony Stark, the Rich Jerk. It's called Iron Man, the movie.
Sure, that's
so
one example.
That's kind of how they work.
That's one example.
It's not called the Six Cool Guys. It's called the Avengers. They kind of name it after what happens at the end, not the beginning.
If you think they become the Avengers at the end of the movie, you're crazy.
Yeah, out of your mind, dude.
It's not called Go on a Trip. It's called Oops, the Boat Sank. for Titanic. So they name it after what happens. It's called Oops, My Boat's Underwater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Let's pick our top three of the ideas that we've had so far.
I like sexual healing.
Sexual healing is the one I like the most, unfortunately.
Sexual healing is great. That's the one that okay. we got riffing off the Australian, the Aussie accent a lot with that one.
Sexual healing?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think we go with sexual healing.
I think two chunks. I think two Summer of Love, colon, sexual healing.
Is it Summer of Love 6, colon, sexual healing?
No. It's Summer of Love, sexual healing.
All right.
We could call it Summer of Lovey. Like V, and the VI is 6 in Roman numerals.
No. Nope.
Summer of Lovey.
Nope.
Colon. Nope. Sexual healing.
Mm-mm.
But you liked my first idea.
I forgot we had to like everything you do equally. That's my bad.
It's about a streak.
I'm going to tell you guys this. Seeing Summer of Love, sexual healing written out.
Yeah.
It does look great.
Great.
I think that's it.
We didn't put the number 6 there, right? It's spelled S-I.
Summer of Love, colon, S-I-X-U-A-L.
Great. We've just replaced a vowel and we've changed the world. Change the world. Two chunks and a hunk.
Let me go ahead and put it in a serifed font because I think that's going to make it just even.
I was going to suggest
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking we need some serifs.
I'm making the text. I don't know if you can hear.
There's a new serif in town.
And this town ain't big enough for the two of us.
I'm going to send you a screenshot of this. Hit that Command-Shift-4. Guys, it is, I'm telling you.
I have a pretty good idea of what that might look like, but I do appreciate the visual.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I think I've sort of seen letters.
You don't know. You don't know. I just sent it. See, written out, don't you just feel it?
I think there are
moments
where I realize that like
fonts bit of a tease and things it's like a bit that of a trick. To
you. Like if I sent you... If I sent you my Elden Ring Night Rain build, I think you would feel the same things about it that I feel about just a font for you.
Sure. Yeah.
Where it's just okay. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, my brain's special and unique.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's a beautiful masterpiece in its own right.
Oh, yes.
And there's that. So that's beautiful. Look, to end this episode, this shorter than normal but more powerful than ever episode of Two Chunks
Far
and
more
a Hunk,
powerful.
Far more powerful, infinitely more powerful. I need you to tell me your name. That's obvious.
Carter.
And what, I was going to do that anyway.
What article of clothing would be removed from you that would turn you into the hot chick?
Oh.
Okay.
Glasses is the standard.
Yeah.
Okay.
For two chunks and a hunk, I'm Jordan, and it's get my watch out of here. I've got beautiful wrists. I've got beautiful wrists, and I think the watch is really holding me back. And once you pop the strap off and get that watch off that wrist, I think any onlookers would agree.
Yeah.
That's when I go from a 9.8, which is my sort of walking around rating.
Right.
Just my
walking
sort of
around.
Like,
just chilling. Just walking around here as a 9.8.
At the grocery store, that's a 9.8. I think that's when I go to a 10.
I can't believe it. I'm Doge. It would be shoes, and I'll explain this.
Get the dogs out.
No, dogs are not out. Dogs are still covered by the white socks, and let me explain why. I'm a person who I own lots of white socks, lots of white tube socks, and I've bought them in sets of, you know, 5 or 8 or however many come in a pack at different times. And so they have varying levels of wear, varying levels of dinginess, varying levels of brilliance that is still retained in the fabric. And they're also different brands. And I take a lot of care when I'm doing my laundry to make sure that, hey, these socks are about the same age and they're the same brand. So I fold them together and I wear these as a pair. My white socks always perfectly match one another.
Ah, game changer.
Yeah. And my sparkly teeth. I forgot I have sparkle teeth too.
Yes.
You can see when I take my shoes off.
Yes. I'm Carter, and
I thought we were being honest. I was so honest. Vulnerable about my wrists.
I am being you were very about vulnerable my white about socks. I really do that with my white socks. Don't tell me you haven't noticed.
I'm Carter and take hat off. Unbelievably long flow. It's like how did it fit in this Mary Poppins like ball cap?
Yeah, sure. People don't know that you usually have sort of a beehive so much hair underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your hat
just drops down to the waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rapunzel-esque.
And it changes things.
That's why we call him Cartunzel. Yeah.
That's Cartunzel. It, baby. Cartunzel.
Rip harder.
Cartunzel, man.
Cartunzel, Cartunzel, let down your top knot.
Oh, man.
Let me see those beautiful waves.
New messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.